Barani Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some people grasp the bigger picture instantly, focusing on broad concepts and long-term impact, while others break things down into precise details, analyzing step by step before taking action. Barani Nakshatra, known for its depth, intensity, and transformative power, tends to internalize experiences deeply. But whether they process information in big chunks, macro thinking, or small chunks, micro thinking, depends on planetary placements within Barani. If the sun is in the first house in Barani, their understanding is naturally big picture oriented. They don't get lost in details, but instead focus on overarching themes, leadership, and long-term identity building. They process life through broad strokes, seeing patterns rather than specifics, which makes them great visionaries, but sometimes impatient with small details. If the sun is in the seventh house, their macro focus shifts toward relationships and public influence. They see long-term relationship dynamics rather than daily interactions, and evaluate the overall trajectory of their partnerships rather than the nuances of each moment. If Rahu is in the 10th house in Barani, their understanding chunk size is massive, meaning they focus on career, status, and large-scale success rather than day-to-day tasks. They want big results, rapid growth, and unconventional achievements, often leaving minor details to others while chasing ambitious goals. If Rahu moves to the 4th house, however, their attention turns inward and understanding becomes more detail-focused. They start analyzing family dynamics, emotional imprints, and psychological patterns in depth, processing life through smaller personal experiences rather than societal impact. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Barani, their understanding is highly detailed, thriving on facts, figures, structured analysis, and rapid information processing. They enjoy breaking things down into smaller components, absorbing short-term details, and mastering information in incremental steps. If Mercury is in the 9th house, their focus flips to big concepts and higher knowledge, meaning they absorb philosophies, belief systems, and expansive ideas rather than focusing on technical or procedural details. They care more about wisdom and ideological frameworks than structured, detail-heavy execution. If Jupiter is in the 6th house in Barani, their understanding leans toward precision, discipline, and methodical execution. They analyze, refine, and organize, breaking big lessons into digestible parts, making them great at structured learning, practical application, and steady mastery. But if Jupiter is in the 12th house, their processing expands outward. They focus on spiritual wisdom, abstract concepts, and universal truths, often missing practical details in favor of cosmic, interconnected thinking. Barani's strength lies in its ability to absorb and process life intensely, but planetary placements define whether they focus on broad strokes or dissect details with precision. Their challenge is balancing big picture vision with real world execution, ensuring they don't lose themselves in large scale ideas or get stuck in the minutiae of experience. Barani Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people trust their own judgment without needing validation, while others seek feedback, confirmation, or external measures of success before feeling secure in their choices. Barani Nakshatra, with its intense, enduring, and karmic nature, tends to process experiences deeply, but whether they are internally referenced, self-validated, or externally referenced, seeking outside approval, depends on planetary placements in Barani. The 4th and 10th house placements of key planets reveal how they define success, make decisions, and process personal or professional validation. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Barani, their frame of reference is deeply internal. They derive wisdom from personal experiences, emotional depth, and intuitive knowing. They trust their inner morals, values, and philosophical outlook, rarely needing external approval to validate their choices. Their sense of security comes from within, and they often have a strong belief system that guides them, making them resistant to external pressure. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts externally. Success is measured by social standing, recognition, and how they are perceived in their career. They may seek titles, achievements, or public acknowledgement as proof that they are on the right path. If the moon is in the fourth house in Barani, their frame of reference is internal but emotionally driven. They make decisions based on what feels right deep within, often guided by their emotional memories and subconscious conditioning. They are not easily swayed by social expectations, but may still struggle with deeply ingrained family or ancestral influences. However, if the Thot moon is in the 10th house, they become externally referenced, processing their emotions through public image, career validation, and how others respond to them. They need recognition, admiration, and external feedback to feel emotionally secure in their professional path. If Venus is in the fourth house in Barani, their sense of worth and validation is internal, shaped by their personal sense of comfort, aesthetics, and emotional security. They don't need public validation for love or beauty. They define those concepts based on how they feel rather than what others expect. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, their reference frame becomes externally focused. They care about social status, professional relationships, and how they are perceived in terms of charm, diplomacy, and success. They may measure their achievements based on external admiration, financial rewards, or high-profile recognition. If Saturn is in the fourth house in Barani, their reference frame is internally structured, meaning they base their decisions on discipline, personal responsibility, and a strong inner sense of duty. They hold themselves to strict internal standards, often feeling like they must prove themselves to themselves first before caring about external approval. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their validation becomes externally conditioned. They measure success through professional status, hierarchy, and society's expectations of responsibility and achievement. They may push themselves to meet external standards, fearing failure if they don't reach visible milestones. Barani's strength lies in its ability to deeply commit to its path, but planetary placements determine whether they find motivation from within or seek validation from the world. Learning to balance internal conviction with external awareness helps them navigate both personal fulfillment and societal expectations without feeling trapped in either extreme. Barani Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people take action before the world even realizes change is needed, while others respond to circumstances, waiting for the right cues before making their move. Barani Nakshatra, with its depth, intensity, and strong sense of responsibility, is naturally inclined to act when necessary, neither rushing impulsively nor delaying unnecessarily. However, planetary placements in Barani, particularly Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in the 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, can either enhance or distort this energy, making an individual more proactive, self-initiating, or reactive, responsive to external conditions. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Barani, their action preference is highly proactive, making them assertive, bold, and relentless in their pursuits. They don't wait for permission. They initiate conflict, challenge opponents, and push forward through sheer willpower. This placement complements Barani's enduring nature, turning it into a warrior-like drive, but can also lead to unnecessary aggression or impatience, especially in communication and competitive situations. If Mars is in the 5th house, their proactivity turns into creative leadership and risk-taking. They don't just initiate action, they innovate, experiment, and take bold leaps in personal expression, romance, and speculative ventures. If Mars is in the 10th house, proactivity becomes ambition-fueled, making them workaholics who push their careers forward through sheer force. However, this may clash with Barani's slow, transformational energy, making them impatient with processes that require endurance rather than immediate breakthroughs. If Miss Mercury is in the 3rd house in Barani, action is proactive but mentally driven. They are quick thinkers, excellent strategists, and highly persuasive. Unlike Mars, which acts on instinct, Mercury in this house makes them tactically proactive. They speak before others do, initiate discussions, and thrive in high-energy intellectual debates. This works well with Barani's deep processing nature, allowing them to act deliberately while still being sharp and adaptive. But if Mercury is in the fifth house, the action becomes more reactive, especially in personal expression and creativity. They wait for inspiration, feedback, or an audience before stepping forward, making them less likely to initiate without external motivation. If Mercury is in the 10th house, their approach to action is externally driven, meaning they take action based on social and professional demands rather than personal impulses. This can sometimes create indecision or overthinking, which may conflict with Bharani's ability to act decisively when committed. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Bharani, action is erratic, unpredictable, and highly proactive in bursts. They take bold, unconventional steps, often challenging norms and engaging in high-risk strategies. This can distort Bharani's endurance-based nature, making them restless, seeking immediate change, rather than allowing transformation to unfold gradually. If Rahu is in the 5th house, their proactivity becomes wildly creative and boundary-pushing. They initiate disruptive artistic expressions, unconventional romantic choices, and take risks in speculative fields. While this adds flair and unpredictability, it may also clash with Bharani's steady, committed approach to creation and responsibility. If Rahu is in the 10th house, their action preference is externally reactive, meaning they chase status, recognition, and authority based on social expectations rather than personal convictions. This may lead to opportunistic decision-making, where they react to public trends or professional shifts rather than staying grounded in Bharani's karmic mission. Bharani's ideal action style is measured but firm, ensuring that once action is taken, it is fully committed and transformative. However, planetary placements in Bharani can either enhance proactive leadership, make them highly adaptable, or create internal struggles between impulsivity and endurance. Learning to balance initiative with patience allows them to act at the right moment, neither too soon nor too late, but always with purpose and power.